March the 16th. I am a stranger with you. Psalm 39:12. Yes, O Lord, I am a stranger with you, but not to you. Your grace has effectually removed all my natural alienation from you, and now, in fellowship with you, I walk through this sinful world as a pilgrim in a foreign country. You are a stranger in your own world. Man forgets you, dishonors you, sets up new laws and foreign customs, and doesn't know you. When your dear Son came unto his own, those who were his own did not receive him. John 1:11. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. John 1:10. Never was a foreigner so speckled a bird among the inhabitants of any land as your beloved Son was among his mother's brethren. Jeremiah 12:9. It's no wonder, then, if we who live the life of Jesus are unknown and strangers here below. I don't want to be a citizen where Jesus was a stranger. His pierced hand has loosened the cords that once bound my soul to this earth, and now I find myself a stranger in the land. My speech seems to be a strange language to these Babylonians among whom I dwell. My manners are odd, and my actions are strange to the people of this world. I could never be at home in the territory of sinners. But here is the sweetness of my situation. I am a stranger with you. You are my fellow sufferer and fellow pilgrim. What joy it is to wander in such blessed society. My heart burns within me along the way when you speak to me, and although I am a sojourner, I am far more blessed than those who sit on thrones, and I am far more at home than those who dwell in their ivory palaces.